Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with our most international edition yet. We'll start with greetings to our listeners in India. Foxconn formally announced today that it will build a $700 million manufacturing plant in the state of Karnataka in India, mostly dedicated to helping make iPhones. The factory complex will be located in Bengaluru and be used to make iPhone parts as well as do some assembly of iPhones, as well as possible production of electric vehicle parts. While it could be tempting to connect this to Apple's long-rumored Apple Car project, Foxconn itself has an active partnership to manufacture electric vehicles in a deal with EV maker Fisker. The new facility could create as many as 100,000 new jobs in the region. On a related note, Apple is increasing its investment in the country generally by working with a non-governmental NGO, Frank Water, to improve sources, delivery, and access to fresh water, starting at Anikul Taluk, on the outskirts of Bengaluru. The location is probably not a coincidence. Last year, Apple awarded the Applied Environmental Research Foundation a grant to help protect India's coastal mangrove tree population, and it also works with Barefoot College in India to train rural women there to become solar engineers. For our listeners in Finland, Norway, and Sweden, we are pleased to report that Apple today added 3D images and look-around views to Apple Maps in those countries. The update will also include the redesign's easier route planning, better navigation, natural language guidance, shared ETAs, and 3D views of landmarks in all three countries. And for our subscribers in Argentina, the legendary Lionel Messi has celebrated his country's incredible win at the World Cup by buying personalized 24-karat iPhone 14 Pros for all of his teammates and staff. The company iDesign Gold created the gold-plated editions of the iPhone 14 Pro, and Messi spent $200,000 for them, which included inscriptions with each member's name, number, and the Argentinian logo on the back. This year was the first time Argentina had won the World Cup since 1986, and Messi said he wanted to give the team something special in gratitude. Messi is one of the world's highest-paid athletes and scored 7 goals during the tournament, taking his record to over 795 goals so far in his career. And speaking of things that are golden, a post on Chinese social media says that Apple is likely to again introduce a new color model to the iPhone 14 lineup to boost mid-cycle sales, as it has done for the past couple of years. This time, the claim is that the new iPhone color will be, and this is the entirety of the post, yellow. Details are sketchy, as the Chinese leaker has no track record. Unknown at present is what shade or shades could be used, or on which models. Mac Rumors added to the story slightly by saying that it believes the new color iPhone, whatever color it turns out to be, will be announced shortly during the week of March 6th. Apple Insider rates this rumor as possible. Finally for today, some good news for T-Mobile users in the U.S. The forthcoming release of iOS 16.4, whenever it arrives, will support a new venture by T-Mobile that it calls Standalone 5G. What this means is 5G networks that do not use any legacy 4G or LTE architecture, resulting in noticeably faster and more robust sub-6 GHz 5G, but still shy of the blistering speeds of the very rare millimeter wave version of 5G. T-Mobile customers running iOS 16.4 or later will automatically take advantage of the 5G standalone networking wherever it is available and may see cellular speeds as high as 2 gigabits per second. That said, the telecom giant has not detailed how widespread the standalone networks are at present, which likely translates into only a few areas at first. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, March 3rd, 2023.